Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the line whose job it is to name the hidden tune and to try to name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. William Byer is on the line from Des Moines, Iowa. William, welcome.
Hi.
Very good to have you. What's your musical background?
Well, I have 2 degrees. One is in instrumental music education, and the other is in composition theory.
Ah, and did you just get these degrees?
I did, from the University of Northern Iowa.
Congratulations on your on your graduation. And what do you intend to do with your degrees?
I would love to teach band of any age.
Are there places around Iowa where there are band programs for kids?
Band is actually a prominent part of the Iowa curriculum in schools. We have the oldest Bandmasters Association in Iowa.
I'm really glad to hear that, because there's so many places, as you know, where that's just not the case anymore.
I agree, and I think it's a very important part in our education system.
Absolutely. Was that the Piano Puzzler that you just played, Bruce?
No.
Okay. Well, William, when Bruce does get around to playing his Piano Puzzler here, your job will be to try to recognize the tune that will be hidden in there, because it'll be written in the style of a great composer, and your job also to name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. So let's see what Bruce has up his sleeve. William Byer, here is Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
Okay. That's something right there.
So, William, what do you think? What did you hear in that Piano Puzzler?
I heard a lot of left-hand bass movement, which reminds me of Barber. Barber Excursions, specifically for piano.
Oh, that's interesting.
Interesting.
Not the composer I had in mind, but
okay.
Barber comes later than this composer, and there's probably some influence there.
I do know the tune. It's London Bridge is Falling Down.
It certainly is.
Yes. Yes.
That's the tune, and it's probably falling down.
All right, so London Bridge is Falling Down, rewritten in the style of another composer before Barber. So Barber was mid-20th century, so somebody a little bit before that, Bruce?
Yes, and I would say that aside from those patterns, these particular harmonies are very much the style of this composer, and also the sense of drama, the kind of drama, is really related to this person.
Well, may I hear it again?
Yeah, let's do it again.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I hear a lot of whole tones in there.
Yes, there are a lot of whole tones.
Is it Debussy?
Well, you know, Debussy is the king of whole tones. So
yeah, it seems a little this bombardic person, to be Debussy.
Yeah. Yeah, the style is not Debussy, although right. this person used whole tones just as much as Debussy. So, for example, this composer, I mean, maybe this isn't a composer you know well, but this business of a trill and this kind of ecstatic fanfare. Is part of it, and also this this kind of ending, which is practically an imitation. Now,
yeah.
I have to say, this is not one of your top 10, but he's probably number 14. But for me personally, he's one of my top 10. So every so often, I throw him back into the puzzler mix.
Janáček.
Yes, there we go.
Oh my goodness!
I've had this. Tremendous respect and admiration and also just passion for Janáček for years. So every 11 or 12 piano puzzlers, I make sure there's a Janáček.
All right. Well, you name the tune instantly and you found your way to the composer.
As
difficult as it may have been, you named Leos Janáček. William, nicely done. How do you hear piano puzzlers when you're not calling in on the phone?
I listened to them through the podcast, mm-hmm. and back when I was in Cedar Falls, I listened on KUNI.
Excellent. William Beyer from Des Moines, Iowa, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.